Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Torgerson moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield strikes out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields the ball and throws to Heft covering. Safe. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. There goes Wertz. The throw from Wilson to second, and Wertz is out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with wind covering, for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. Tuttle moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive towards short. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling is hit by the pitch. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wynn, and towards Strickland, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Woodling hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Torgerson moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boone strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Rosen moves to third. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-2 in the game. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wynn, and towards Strickland, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keen strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tuttle for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wirtz is called out on strikes. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ferris Fain now playing first base. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boone is called out on strikes. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.